Okay, let's talk about this patient by the name of Thomas. And first name is Kathy. Kathy, Cathy, Thomas, Thomas. And let's see, date of birth is 8/27/54. 54, 70? If you're born in 54? Yeah. So this is a 70-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patients have been married for years to her husband, Tieta. It's T-I-E-T-A. They live with their granddaughter in the Cyprus, Cypress area. She's currently on hospice with history of COPD and pulmonary disease and cardiopulmonary disease, period. The paragraph, she's originally from the Marshall Islands. She has 8 children. She has never been a heavy smoker. She has had a history of ETOH use in the past, period. The only allergy she has is lactose intolerance, period. She suffers from hypertension, gouty arthritis, DJD, COPD, as I mentioned. Patient is on a nebulizer, does not require oxygen at this time, prediabetes, obesity, lower extremity swelling related to cold pulmonary, tachycardia related to COPD, period. Patient has had two knee replacements in the past. After the second one on the left side, she developed a severe infection, almost developed osteomyelitis, period. She's able to walk with a walker, but very slowly because she becomes very short of breath, period. She has a KPS score of 40%, period. She has cold pulmonary hypertension, pleural edema, right-sided heart failure, period. She becomes very short of breath with activity and at rest, period. In the paragraph, she uses her nebulizer on a regular basis, as I mentioned. Her blood pressure is out of control with 160 over 100. Patient recently had change in medication to Benicar 20 milligram to help with the blood pressure as well, period. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. KPS score is 40%. I think I said that, but just put that in there if I didn't. Thank you.